Welcome to the Bro What If Podcast. Two idiots in their microphones.
Wait, what was it? Oh, okay. Our segment today is called Would You Rather? How long you could last.
Yes, how long you could last.
Okay, so our segment today is called How Long You Could Last. And so, how long do you think you could last without underwear?
I hate not wearing underwear, so not long.
So, yeah, me too.
Especially if you're wearing pants. If you're wearing pants, it's not good.
Oh.
Yeah. And if you wear shorts, if you sit down, like, it's going to pop out.
Jiu-jitsu would be bad.
Oh, jiu-jitsu would be so bad.
Because it's the shortest shorts I have. They'd hang out. Yeah. They'd hang out at some point.
Okay, scenario. So, jiu-jitsu... Obviously, you couldn't last in jiu-jitsu. Or I guess you could. You just have to worry about people judging you because you're not.
Okay, no. You get kicked out of the gym, right? So it's a technicality. Are we calling spats underwear? Because they're leggings.
No.
Because a lot of people will wear.
They have to define as underwear.
A lot of people will wear underwear under their spats. But I could get away with wearing just spats and then my shorts.
That's true. You could. I don't think spats considered underwear. I don't think like under like their category. I don't think it's considered underwear.
Okay, so like within the jiu-jitsu thing, like I would not like to go underwearless in a gi. So I'd wear. So pretty much, I'd have to suck it up, especially during the summer, and just be really hot in spats.
Yep.
So I could get around that, right? Like,
yep.
Okay, the most annoying underwear for me is like. Putting on jeans. I've totally zipped up my junk in my jeans before.
Yes.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. Like, it feels weird.
It feels really weird.
I forgot. I was either at CrossFit or Jiu-Jitsu, and I had to take a shower, and I had, like, a meeting right after. I forgot to bring another set of underwear, so mm-hmm. I spent the rest of that day without underwear with jeans, and it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when that cold zipper hits you.
Yeah, it's not fun. Like, I've definitely... When I was like, what, I don't know, 5-ish, we were fishing, and I didn't want to use the bathroom, but I had to.
Okay.
I kept fishing, so I ended up pooping in my pants. Luckily, the underwear caught it all, but I had a free ball for the rest of fishing. We were fishing for like 3 hours after that. It sucked.
Pooping yourself is worse.
It is worse. But going without underwear sucks. I probably couldn't even last like an hour.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like if I'm an hour away from home and I do not have underwear, I would drive home to get underwear.
Dude, you saved me on one of our last trips to Chicago. Remember?
Oh yeah.
We ended up, they kept canceling our flights and we had to stay another night, and I check a bag every single time. Mm-hmm. And like, we had been going since early that morning, and we didn't even get to the hotel till what, like midnight?
Yep.
And we had to fly out the next day, and I was like, dude, I gotta wear the same pair of underwear for like 48 hours at this point.
Gross.
And you're like, I always carry spares.
That's the reason why I always carry spares. No matter if I'm an hour past my house, I always have an extra set.
It's smart, but I was just always. Like, man, it was weird putting on your underwear, but it was fine. Like, it was like, this is real.
It was the cool ones too. It had like cool designs on it.
See, I don't wear underwear with designs.
I do.
Like, mine are usually black.
I like cool design stuff.
Like,
I was getting me a mug for Christmas. Sharon, and I was like, I pick like the coolest design. Like, I like design features. Like, I couldn't just go with plain white. It's a coffee cup.
Oh, I like. See, I have a bunch of different ones. I do like white.
I don't like white. I hate white. It gets dirty too fast.
It does. So I like it for vehicles, which I used to hate it for vehicles. I don't like to wear white.
I hate wearing white.
But I like white things. Like,
I'm either wearing
white phone case.
I'm either wearing
cup.
Yeah.
White Jeep.
You do have a white Jeep, but that looks cool. Like,
it does look cool.
Like, it stands out. Not a lot of people... I haven't seen a lot of white cars down here.
Oh, there's a ton of white trucks.
I've seen white trucks. I don't see a lot of white cars.
Insane amount of white trucks. Yeah, not as many white cars. But there's not as many cars in general. You see more trucks and SUVs than cars.
That's true.
Underwear. So, like, I'm trying to think about the technicalities, right? So, working out, like, doing CrossFit's not a big deal because I wear shorts with liners in them. anyway, so I don't wear underwear. They're built-in underwear.
I don't have those. So I would...
Like, if I wore regular shorts, it'd be bad. Cause then you just,
could you imagine for power cleaning and just go, whoop?
It would every time.
You'd flash everyone while you were power cleaning.
You would, but so, but would I work out? Like, you know what sports D is, huh?
No, what's sports D?
Sports D is where you're doing something really physical, so like your body is supposed to like shrink everything up. Like when, so it's not flopping everywhere.
Oh, yeah, mine doesn't do that.
Mine does when I'm doing like sports or athletic things. Or if you're really cold, kind of like when you're like super cold. Okay. It does the same thing. Right? Huh. Like, yeah, it will happen to a lot of people when they're doing athletic things. It's not just flopping around everywhere.
Mine doesn't do that. That's probably TMI. We probably should cut that part out.
Probably should.
So bad.
So I think I could get away with no underwear for a long time if I had to.
Yeah. Well, if anything, if you had to do it, you'd do it.
Like, I'm trying to think about, like, it is more comfortable wearing underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a comfort thing, right? Yep. And then, like, because if I get around, like, jiu-jitsu wearing spats.
So, everyday activities. We got to cut this down to everyday activities.
Like, just, so most of the day you wear normal clothes, right? Like,
yeah.
If I'm wearing normal clothes, I can not wear underwear if I needed to. It's more comfortable with it. I could not wear it. Like if we go back to, like, oh, could you go, like, a month for... It'd be a low number for me. It wouldn't even have to be...
If I had to, I would probably go, like, a week.
Yeah?
If I absolutely had to.
It'd just be annoying.
It'd be so annoying. You'd be itchy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably really choose my comfortable pants.
I'd wear sweats.
But then you'd see... would see your junk real easy.
Mm-hmm. I'd wear sweats.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, my main concern is, like, jiu-jitsu. Because that's where I would be, like, the most exposed as far as the ability of something coming out.
Yep.
Would be there. Not a big deal anywhere else, really. And, I mean, same thing. So, like, during the summer, right? Like, all my shorts that I wear during the summer are, like, bird dogs. They have built-in liners. So, I spend all the time without regular underwear on.
That's true. I'm not that fancy, so.
But I guess if we made the stipulation of you couldn't have liners.
Yep. No liners.
It'd get sketchy, right? Because then, anytime you wore shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, could you, like, you're doing, like, kipping pull-ups and.
Oh.
But not just that. Like, at some point, somebody could probably see up your shorts. Or you're doing sit-ups.
Yeah, if you're doing sit-ups, it'd go. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't work out. Mm-mm. So if it was no liners, I mean, I guess I could get away with if we got the leggings loophole. I could be the weird dude with freaking leggings or capris.
Those aren't underwear.
I know, but some dudes wear them like under their running like stuff. Like it's like a running look, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But like it'd be weird if somebody showed up to CrossFit that way.
Oh, yeah, you'd be dying in heat. It'd be worse than wearing a jean.
I guess I'd probably just be super honest with folks. I'd be like, hey, I'm in this bet. I can't wear underwear, so this is my loophole. Tell people that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I could go for a long time. Money value. Okay, underwear for a month. What's the money? Because I think we did this boots thing, and it was, or shoes thing. It was like high.
Yeah.
What was it, like 5-10 grand or something?
I had to go higher.
No, see, I could go lower with this one.
Well, because you have the loophole.
But the shoes are more annoying, like, as a comfort. Especially this time of year, it's cold. Like,
oh, my feet don't get cold.
Mine do.
I'm from Idaho. I'm used to the cold. Yeah. Except I wore a big hoodie this morning.
That cold plunge sucked this morning.
I bet.
It sucked the last few days. My garage is cold.
Because your garage is cold. You need to put a heater in your garage.
Dude, I could probably go... If somebody, I'm trying to think of like being honest, right? Like obviously I could just be like, oh, somebody's like $10,000, yeah. But if I just kept going down like $10,000, obviously yes, I'd do no underwear for a month. $5,000, I'd be like, yes. $1,000, I'd be like, yeah, dude, give me $1,000 for me. I might just go as low as like $500.
You go $500.
I might go $500, no underwear for a month.
I'd go $2,000.
Because it'd be like so It literally just be like not putting on a piece of clothing, because it's not that uncomfortable. Having no shoes is way more uncomfortable than no underwear. Because think about it, most of the time, nobody knows you. Like, every time you've had to go without underwear, most people don't know. Everybody That's knows true. You walk into a store with no shoes.
That's also true.
So, like, the inconvenience factor, the discomfort factor is much lower, especially if I have a spats loophole.
Yeah, if you have the spats loophole.
If it was no fine. Spats.
So with spats, suck. You'd be $500 for
yes.
a month. For a month.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be like my low.
So without spats.
And I can't wear liners like my regular shirt.
Yep, no liners. Normal everyday person clothing. Because your bird dogs are expensive.
Yeah, they are
expensive. I looked them up. They're expensive.
They are expensive.
They're like $60 for a pair.
Yeah.
For a pair of shorts. $60 for a pair of shorts.
They're so awesome. Hey, bird dog, you want to send me some free shorts for saying something about you? Send me all the colors. The shorter, the better with liners.
Okay, so without liners, how long could you go money-wise for a month?
Okay, so I'm going back into other loopholes, right? Like,
nope,
loopholes. No, it's like I just wear longer shorts. Less likely for things to poke out.
Yeah.
Or I could double up shorts.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
It would be, and it would look weird, but they would function kind of like boxers.
Yeah, but you already have your loophole answer.
Yeah, okay.
So no loopholes.
Like, if I have to wear my regular stuff.
Yeah, regular stuff.
Okay, so it still goes back to jiu-jitsu, because that's the most... Because I could get away with... It would probably be like... They'd see the outline of my junk at CrossFit, right? Mm-hmm. But they probably wouldn't see up my shorts, or I just wear longer shorts. But jiu-jitsu is where it gets harder.
You'd have to only go to gi.
I would have to either only go to gi or... But see, like, I wear spats all the time with underwear, like... Just so I don't get scratched up, or when it's
That's
cold,
true.
I'll wear spats.
Right.
Going no gi?
No loophole.
There's no way I could even go to no gi.
There's no way.
Unless, I'd get kicked
unless
out.
Unless you get gym shorts. Actually,
no, even then.
Wouldn't even do kick. Yeah, it wouldn't work.
At some point, something's coming out, even with gym shorts to your knees, because they'll just ride up.
Yep.
Like, it would cause a fight.
You would have to get those.
If you triangled somebody and your junk was on them,
you would have to wear a wrestling jumpsuit in order to go to no gi.
But
only way.
But it's still like
a onesie. I guess it's the onesie. My bad.
Or what do they call? They
it's
don't
a
call
onesie.
It onesie.
Don't call the onesie.
They call it the onesie.
Yes, it's called a onesie. Look it up.
It's not a unitard.
No.
Like a leotard, unitard.
No, that's a piece of clothing that the Greeks made.
What's a toga?
Oh.
What?
I don't know.
What is the wrestling
jumpsuit
uniform called? Singlet.
Oh, it's okay. It's a singlet.
Yeah,
you could
onesie.
Get away with singlet. Because I don't think they wear underwear with them either.
They don't, but you want to show everybody your junk, it's a singlet.
It's a singlet.
Like, you're better off wearing regular shorts and hoping they see outlines. They see everything.
Yeah, but that technically is your loophole, though. Well, no, it wouldn't be a loophole.
Would anybody want to... Dude, if somebody showed up to jiu-jitsu in a freaking singlet...
Nobody would roll with
I don't
that.
Want. I don't think I want to roll with that dude. I don't want him triangling me.
No, I'd roll with that dude and accidentally hit him in the nuts. Because I'm that guy.
Such a terrible move.
Okay, so for me, loophole, 100 grand. Or, sorry. $1,000 grand.
$1,000 grand.
$1,000? Yep, $1,000 for a month with the loophole. Without the loophole, $2,000. It goes up $1,000. Maybe 1,500.
Okay, I think mine just doubles like you, so I'd go from 500 to 1,000. And then I'd have to figure out some stuff.
Yep, you'd probably only have to go to gi, which is what, 2 times a week?
Well, it depends if I go to, like, night classes and stuff.
Night classes really is 3 times a week. I hated night classes.
I'd be getting good at gi then.
Yeah. Cool. So, obviously, we're not going to last very long unless we have some form of compensation.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for fun.
Right? Did I say that right?
Compensation? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't do it for fun. Like,
wouldn't do it for fun.
Yeah.
So, loophole,
$500
without loophole.
Thousand.
Loophole, $1,000. No loophole. It had to be between $1,500 between $2,000.
Hey, so tell us how much it would cost. Like, how long you think you could go without wearing underwear?
Yep.
And how much for, like, if you had to go 1 month, what would that number be? Would it be free? Would it be? I'm pretty sure some of y'all already do that. No underwear ever. But, like, what would that number be? Would it be, like, a ridiculous number, or would it be, like, a really low number because it's not that big of a deal for you? So just let us know. Hit us up. Drop comments. Like the video. Subscribe. Do whatever you want.
Yep.
Talk to y'all later. Bye.